All right, Briley, freshman year at Concordia. First of all, school and fall, a softball, juggling workouts. How's it going in that first year of college right now?
It's been pretty good so far. It's been a lot. It's different than what I've experienced before, but it's been a lot of fun, honestly. And the team is really, really great, and we all get along super well, so that's been awesome. And all the workouts have been really good. I feel like they're helping a lot for both, like, conditioning, weightlifting, hitting, pitching, all of that is going really, really well.
I'm sure in both softball and also weight training, they've taught some new things to you, I'm sure, haven't they?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I've learned a lot of new things and some things that I, like, never had heard before, but they have really, really helped me a lot just in the short time that I've been here. So that's been really, really great to see.
Well, one thing with that school is they love their sports there at Concordia there in Seward, Nebraska. All their sports, I think they really treat you well, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very, very sport-oriented school, and everyone supports everyone, which is really, really cool to see. It's just, like, all the sports come and support other sports, and it's just really nice to see that. And the school cares a lot about their athletes and making sure everyone's okay all the time and healthy and everything like that. So that's been really, really great too.
You've had a couple of fall preseason games. These games don't count against your records, all to get you ready for the spring. How have the first couple of games been for you?
They've been pretty good. It was mostly just starting to kind of, like, mesh with the team was a little different because a lot of us have never really played together before. So that was a little bit of an adjustment, but we played last weekend, and that went really, really well. We played against Peru State, and we did a really, really good job and kind of connected as a team finally, and were able to hit the ball, and it was just a really good time. So it's been going pretty well.
This team won, I think, 27 games last year. Did they return a lot of kids back from they got a lot of playing experience last year?
We did. We still have a lot of players from last year and a lot of girls that know exactly what they're doing out there. So that's really cool, too, and kind of get to watch them play and then kind of take after how they play the game. So that's been fun.
I think you're about one of 8, 9, 10 freshmen new faces along. I'm sure with some transfers in there. There's probably quite a few new faces on that roster, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. And we have a pretty decent-sized freshman class, I'd say. I think there's about 9 of us, and we got a couple transfers. So there is quite a few new people on the team, but, again, everyone's meshing really well, and it's good to see the freshmen kind of start to play the game that they know how, and it's just really nice to see.
Getting some pitching assignments, I'm sure, and that's where you want to be, don't you?
Yes, yes, definitely. It's been really exciting to pitch kind of at a new level, and I've been really enjoying that. And, of course, it's been tough here and there, but I've really, really enjoyed getting to try it all out and learn new things.
And get a chance to know the upperclassmen, the other pitchers. I'm sure they've returned some kids who have been doing it now 3 or 4 years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they have some really, really great pitchers this year, and a lot of girls that have really worked their way up, and it's really cool to see and get to, like, kind of want to be like them when I get a little bit older and get to use them as an example of what I want to do. So that's been really, really exciting, and it's awesome to see all of them and how hard they work. So,
any chances do pitchers hit at all, or pretty much their duties are right there in the circle?
There's always a possibility that we can hit, yeah. He would like us to, Kohler would, he would like for us to hit. It all kind of just depends on how you're hitting that game, but we have some really, really good hitters on the team. So sometimes you won't, sometimes you do. It kind of just depends, but there is definitely a chance. And if we can hit the ball and we're doing a good job, he's more than welcome to let us hit. So that is really nice. I know a lot don't, so.
You mentioned Brock Kohler is the head coach. He's been there for a couple of years. I take it a heck of a nice guy and really knows the game and a great coach overall, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's been awesome, and he cares a lot about us girls, which has been really, really great. And he knows how to just get a good practice going and keep us all ready to go, and it's just been a lot of fun with him. I've really enjoyed it.
How much more of the fall schedule? Do you have many more preseason games? Are you about wrapped up? What's it look like now?
Well, he splits the team into two groups. So we have one group that has one more weekend. They'll play in Wayne this weekend. And then my group is done. We played 2 weekends, and then we're done. And then the other group is also playing 2 weekends, and then they're done. So we have one more couple games this weekend, and then we are completely done with fall season.
And then, of course, the winter months are primarily everything. And I'm sure, how's the indoor facilities there?
They are pretty nice. We have a nice, like, annex. We have a nice field house. So everything's really, really nice. We do our conditioning and stuff in there in the mornings and get to go hit at the annex, which is really, really close. So it's really nice. They got some good complexes here.
Then, of course, getting ready for spring. I'm looking at their spring schedule from last year. It started February the 1st. Holy smokes, that could be still darn right cold in early February.
I know. I'm not used to playing in the winter months or spring months at all, so that'll be new. But hopefully it's not too cold. So I guess we'll just see how that plays out. But we'll get a lot of work in this winter, so hopefully everything just goes pretty smoothly right into February. So.
Now, they do have a varsity and a JV schedule. For those kids that maybe don't make the varsity, there's a schedule for JV. So everybody, hopefully, you know, will get some playing time, won't they?
Yes, definitely. Everyone gets the playing time. And just kind of even when they're not on varsity, there's some that might travel and go with and stuff like that. So it is kind of up in the air. We're not really sure where things are at the moment, but definitely everyone gets playing time. No one's just kind of sitting around all the time. So that is really good. It's a good experience.
Juggling classes with your athletics, how are the classes going? So far, so good?
They are going really good, yeah. I've enjoyed them a lot. I'm liking the schedule of college a little more than I did in high school, so that's been really nice.
Mom and Dad did have a chance to make it down and watch a few games, didn't they?
They did, yeah. My dad came down the first weekend, and then my mom came down this last weekend. So it's been nice to see them, and I'm glad they got to see me start to play.